Welcome and welcome to another episode of Nothing But Facts, parenting. And today I want to shed some light on bad or challenging behavior, as I like to call it. Why is it that kids throw tantrums, say no, you like not listen, misunderstandings, do the things again and again that we've asked them to stop? For the billions of times not to play ball in the living room or jump on the sofa or leave their shoes in the middle of the corridor or not tidy away their things, the not do their homework, all these things. So I 100% believe there is children are not doing this deliberately most of the time. It's the innocence sort of thing. And there's three main reasons why kids behave challenging or do these things repeatedly. Number one, insecurity. They are feeling insecure. They don't know what they're clearly being asked for. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to act. So they're insecure about it. And when they're insecure about it, they'll just come up with weird ideas or do it the wrong way or get nervous and then like yeah not don't not get it right. So watch out for that. And how to do that is to ask your kids, like, are you clear about how you need to behave, what you need to do? And obviously this is for kids when they are a talking age, but even for toddlers, if they are throwing tantrums, you can sort of pick it up when they're just insecure. They don't know the boundary, or they don't know that they're not allowed to get all the sweets from the shelf in the sweet shop. And then they are throwing a tantrum because now they're actually feeling insecure. So that's number one reason for bad behavior, challenging behavior from kids. Another one is misunderstanding. They just misunderstand what they can and cannot do. Like at home, they may be allowed to jump on the sofa, but then at somebody else's place, it's not allowed. Or at home, they can, they have access to certain things, and then somewhere else, that's not the case. So misunderstanding. So they just don't know what to do where, and they need guidance on that. So it's not deliberate. It's not intentional to annoy you, to upset you, or to do any of that. It's literally misunderstanding. And the third main thing is just their weakness and their inability yet to control themselves and to just fall for their wishes, to fall for, like, oh, I want to do this right now, or I don't want to do this right now, and then that's it. So it's like, that's our weakness as humans, our we forget, and kids are the most susceptible to that due to their lack of experience in life, lack of falling back on that experience, and lack of sometimes just clarity on terms of what they can do and cannot do. So you want to keep these three things in mind. Are they feeling insecure? Have they misunderstood? And is it just that they have, don't have that strength yet to control themselves, which is often the case, and they're just doing whatever comes to them in the moment, and they've forgotten that you have asked them 100 times before not to do that, and they literally just forgotten, like, out of weakness, out of forgetfulness. So I hope this helps with having more compassion and forgiveness for our children, and to shed a new perspective of, rather than trying to somehow control the behavior, let's see what as they're thinking and feeling behind the behavior. And obviously to get more of that understanding is what I love to teach, all about thinking and feeling. And it's the same for our kids. They also think and feel like us. And when we can figure out what their thought process is and what their thinking is behind certain behaviors, we can eliminate those behaviors and help them to grow into beautiful emotionally intelligent people and human beings and adults of our society to get started on that, to find out more, to talk to me about this. You can go to codesafia.com/apply, fill out a very quick application, and at the end of it, you will get a link to my calendar and you can book a session with me there. And I look forward to talking to you more about it then. For now, take care and happy and blessed parenting. Assalamu alaikum.